You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome.
Hard to believe we are almost done with November, but we are. Simon Owen joins us live from London. Simon, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Brian. Very well, thank you.
It's how's the weather there in London? We're having an unusually mild winter so far.
Well, we're having cold for us, but I suspect that may not be that cold by your standards.
Yeah, I know. You guys do have a different definition for sure. All right, let's get to the North Korea missile launch. How is your side of the pond reacting to this?
Well, I mean, to be honest, you'll get condemnation from European governments, and when the UN Security Council meets for another emergency session later, Britain and France and so on will be by America's side, I'm sure. But ultimately, this is a fight largely between North Korea and the United States, and the only really relevant parties outside of those two are probably China and Russia, North Korea's two neighbors. And both of those two have been critical of this launch, and they say it doesn't help efforts to reduce tensions on the peninsula. But here in Britain, yeah, I mean, there'll be condemnation. But ultimately, I think if you measured it on a map, London is probably closer to North Korea than anywhere in the U.S. is. But ultimately, London's not really what they're threatening. The threats are always from the North Korean regime to strike somewhere in the U.S. mainland. And what they're saying is this new missile that they tested yesterday, North Korea claims it could hit anywhere in the United States.
All right. So is there, you know, I don't see legit concern in my day-to-day life from people talking about North Korea here in the United States of America. I know that it's headline news. I know that this ballistic missile, which landed off the coast of Japan, is not good. But I don't see day-to-day life where people are actually worried about North Korea being a threat, although they are bringing out the old Cold War sirens in Hawaii, I understand. I just don't hear this scuttlebutt, if you will, out in regular day life.
Well, indeed, and travel to South Korea, which is far closer, and all they have to do is fire a few shells to hit the South Korean capital, Seoul, and there people get on with it as well, because over there they've had it for years. When Guam, the U.S. territory in the Pacific, was supposedly in North Korea's crosshairs over the summer, you know, people there were basically saying, we've heard it all before, and let's leave it at that. And what I would say is that the North Korea has made various statements overnight, and it has said that one of the notable ones is that it says it's now achieved full nuclear statehood, which is something that the U.S. has long said it would not tolerate. So that is a curious one, if indeed that is the case, and I think it's possible. But they also said that our weapons will not pose any threat to any country and region as long as the interests of North Korea are not infringed upon. This is our solemn declaration. And some experts are describing that as a sort of diplomatic off-ramp, saying that we've achieved what we said we'd achieve, treat us right, and we'll all be okay. The North Koreans are clear. This is a deterrent. They have no plans to attack Chicago anytime soon. The problem is, President Trump has previously said the U.S. would not tolerate a nuclear North Korea. So where do you balance that out? Who's going to back down?
Yeah, and where do you draw the line in the sand and mean it? All right, finally, I got to ask you, how big a deal is the Prince Harry engagement news over there, and what's it going to be like having an American in the house?
Well, I can sum it up in a quick look at the newspapers yesterday here, and one of the biggest sellers, the Daily Mail, devoted its first 17 pages to this announcement, and there was a pull-out 24-page souvenir magazine in the middle as well. That gives you an idea. People who get excited about royal news were very excited about this one. Prince Harry is really popular, and I think people are going to like her as well. She's not that well-known here at the moment. She's become a tabloid fixture since their relationship became public last year. She's not that well known, but they did do a fairly wide-ranging interview on the day of the engagement, and I think she came across pretty well. I think people who like the royals are going to really like her, and this wedding coming up in May next year, look, people are going to go big for it, whether you like it or not.
All right, it's going to be amazing. Now, are the millennials still as keen on royalty as the older folks?
Well, it's a fine line, I suspect. You know, it's a very unusual. I mean, imagine suggesting it today to a country. You're going to have an unelected person who wears a crown, and technically they are in charge, but they won't actually wield that power, but they will have it technically. It's a very strange setup. But if you look at their approval ratings, they are the kind of figures that politicians could only dream of. We're talking 90% plus. And Prince Harry is right up there as one of the most popular. So for as long as they tread this fine line right, then, yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be fine. It'll be interesting when Prince Charles takes over as king, because he is not popular in the way that the Queen and William and Kate and Harry are. So there are potentially bumpy times ahead. But for the time being, yeah, I mean, they're sitting pretty. They're flying high. They have their critics, but those critics are vastly outnumbered by royal fans.
Fantastic stuff, Simon. We appreciate it. Thank you. Simon Owen live from London this morning.